Welcome to episode 915 of Apartment Hacker. This is Mike Burnett, Apartment Hacker. It's my mission to tease out human potential in the multifamily space. Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd. I'm sure that some of my Apartment Hacker listeners are familiar with the song. It was an inspiration for today's post or video in the sense that I think that people in the multifamily space, this is probably true for every industry, every trade across the nation, across the world, around the world. But you can be very passionate about what you do. You can be really good at it. You can be a craftsman, but at some point in your career, you become comfortably numb. And it is really a function of, in part, being really good at what you do, but it is also a function of seeing things from the same discipline or the same routine over and over and over. Let me give you an example. I worked at a property called El Chaparral in Lubbock, Texas, way back in the 90s, early 90s. And at El Chaparral, there was a barbecue grill. So the community was shaped in a square. In the middle was a courtyard with a swimming pool and the leasing office. So you park out in the parking lot and you walk down in between two buildings to get to the leasing office. On that path, there was a barbecue grill. And it was one of those old-fashioned, kind of that you see at a park where you put the old charcoals in and you have a grate and you put your, whatever you're cooking on top of that. That barbecue grill kind of leaned a little bit and it was rusted. The color of it was rust, not black, like chimney black, like it was supposed to be. But that I walked by that barbecue grill, let's say 100 times. Maybe 200 times, a lot of times. I was not the property manager, I was a leasing consultant at the time. But I know in my heart of hearts, I know in my head, I know in just wanting to do things in a craftsman sort of way, in a pride of ownership sort of way, that barbecue grill really needed some paint, right? And it needed to be stood up straight and shored up so that it was not leaning. But I just walked by it every single day. And at some point, it just became part of the scenery, right? So much so that I just didn't notice it anymore. But I remember one time our regional manager came out and she was new. She walks out, walks onto the property. And the very first thing she says when she walks into the office is, get rid of that rusty old grill. Cut it off at the ground and get rid of it. It looks terrible. I thought, wow, we could have done that a long time ago. Point is, I think that being comfortably numb, especially in today's environment, it's given us an opportunity as individuals, as companies, to reset our expectations, disrupt our routines. So whatever you've been doing on a daily basis that has put you in this sort of routine, such that you don't see things that need to be addressed, disrupt that routine. When you come into the office tomorrow, don't go straight into the office and open up your email and get busy on someone else's to-do list. Walk your property. Park the car and just walk. Walk around. Look at the buildings. Ask questions like, is that supposed to look like that? And get yourself out of the rut and the routine that you're in today that has given cause for you to be comfortably numb. Disrupt that routine, see some things anew for the first time, and address them. Take care, we'll talk to you again soon.